advice. Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Layla said, hey guys, this is so out of left field. I thought of you guys first.
Perfect.
Some backstory. I recently started dating this guy, and we just got to the stage where we're going to sleep over at each other's place.
All right.
Well, the other night, I rolled over and opened my eyes. There was a dim light. I could see his face. To my horror, he was completely still. His eyes were wide open.
No.
I immediately thought he was dead. I screamed. I then was startled more when he abruptly sat up in bed and asked me what was going on.
Oh.
I told him I thought he was dead because his eyes were open. He said that he should have told me, but it sounds weird. He sometimes will sleep with his eyes open. I have never heard of this in my life. Not going to lie. I was a bit shocked in that moment. I still am right now. We've had two other nights since, and I noticed that I'm not sleeping nearly as well. I also keep looking over at my boyfriend to watch him sleep with his eyes open. It's not occasional. It's constant. Oh, when I Googled it, it's a condition that affects like 20% of people and can be fixed. It should be fixed. Otherwise, he could have vision problems. Is that the angle I should take? Is he going to be weirded out? I Googled it. Why doesn't he want to fix it? Any advice is appreciated.
Why doesn't he want to fix it?
It's a valid question.
All right. I just Googled it, too.
Yeah.
Signs you may be sleeping with your eyes open. Oh, maybe he doesn't know.
Well, no, he does.
Oh, he does?
Said he should. Yeah, he said he should have told her.
Okay, yeah.
But it's, you know, sounds a little weird. Like, by the way, don't be freaked out.
Could he just open? Yeah, could he just wear a sleep mask?
Probably. That might help.
That might help actually get him to close his eyes too, wouldn't it?
But I mean, I would imagine that would create like dry eyes, which is not great. Like my husband's got special gel because like one of his eyes gets really, really dry, and to the point where his eyelid would stick to his cornea.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that was a problem for a while. And, you know, he got these thick, like gel drops that he uses in that eye at night and it's fine. But this sounds like, you know, from what she said, if it can develop vision problems in the long run, we should probably address it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's, why couldn't she just take the role of a concerned girlfriend? And just say, hey, you know, I Googled that because I thought it was interesting, and here's what I found.
I mean, maybe. Maybe that is. I feel like she should. I don't think we just never talk about it again. She just gets used to it because it sounds like it does something. Sounds like something needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I think it's a sleep mask. Like, if he knows it, then, she, you know, maybe, and maybe she can just be, and this is the time to do it when you're just starting out, is to say, hey, can you sleep with a sleep mask? Because that's just, you know, it's weird for me to wake up and see you staring at me and you actually being asleep. I mean, I think you can say that early on and then get that out of the way and then just kind of move on, right?
Maybe.
Is that because if he knows he does it, then I'm sure she's not the first that.
But I'm with her. Like, why hasn't he taken steps to, you know, try to figure out why he does it or fix it?
Kelly, because he's a dude.
He's a guy. Okay. I got it.
Don't ask me the last time I went to the doctor, because nature will fix it.
Really? 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 Okay. So,
stop it. Now you're starting to sound like my wife, all right?
Okay.
But nature will fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But that's what, I mean, that's why.
Well, okay, maybe that is the angle that she takes, but would you be weirded out if, you know, like your wife when you were dating, you know, she Googled something about you? Or Googled something you were doing. Like, would you feel like a project?
Googled
that she was researching you?
Me. I mean, I don't.
Why does he do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it might weird me out, but it, again, if he is and she is, they like each other, then I don't think it's a huge deal.
Well, and I think it's all in the tone. Like, if she doesn't approach it like, that's weird, we have to fix it.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and here's how.
All right.
But, you know, if she's coming with the tone of concern and like, hey, you know, this looks like maybe something you should address.
Sure. I like that as an angle. Did you have a, quote, freak flag that you were worried your partner would figure out? And then what happened when they did? 502-795-1997. Or you can comment on Layla's situation too. But so group therapy, you find out your new boyfriend sleeps with his eyes open and you're like, WTH. Haley texts in and says, I'd literally just tell him to go get that checked out. I'm blunt, but I mean well.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, I mean, Jennifer says, hey, get you both a sleep mask to cover your eyes. One for you so you can stop the staring. And he can choose to wear one if it bothers him. She says, my sister does this too.
Really?
Yeah. When we were teens, we were staying at my aunt's and I rolled over and I thought the same thing. I screamed and woke her up. I just joked that if she ever had kids, she has five now, they would never be able to sneak in or out of the house because their mom never sleeps. She does have to use drops though, I believe.
Yeah. That's the thing is I'd be worried about like the eye drying out. And that's not good in the long run. Ginger says here, she's actually giving the words to Layla. Hey, babe, I Googled the thing about sleeping with your eyes open. Just wanted to make sure that you've spoken with your doctor about it. I read it could affect your vision, and I want to make sure that doesn't happen to you. It's a treatable condition. Didn't know if you know that.
Again,
that's a good way to put it.
Again, he's a guy. You'll literally have to drive him there yourself.
Okay, but that's a good way to start the conversation.
Jess says, stop watching him sleep, you creeper. Now, I don't think I'm, you know, jumping on Layla for watching him sleep because she just woke up one time innocently and saw it.
Yeah, she just noticed it.
And now it's all consuming, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, now she knows it's happening and she's watching for it. Yeah,
she can't escape it. So
right.
I like the sleep masks, at least to start. And then, yes, even
let's
going
get to the doctor.
And then, you know, copy and paste Ginger's response and, you know, maybe use that. But, yes, maybe even just drive him to, optometrist. Would that be the place to go? Or?
Yeah, if he doesn't have an eye doctor, then you pick one for him and you make the appointment and drive him there. Like, that's the way to
yeah,
like,
I feel like you could even do it at Target, right? Doesn't Target have eye doctors?
I don't know. There are plenty of other doctors that, you know, they're eye places.
Well, but
that's what they specialize in.
Yeah,
I'm
saying that they're, it's not like a hard place to get into.
Yeah, no. I actually know some eye doctors, so I can give some referrals.
Well, my uncle's an eye doctor.
Does he live here?
No.
Okay, then. That's not going to help us right now.
He lives in Washington, but whatever.
I have some friends that are eye doctors here in town.
All right. All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. That's group therapy.